Let's talk about some of these games with our buddy Evan Abrams from the Action Network. This report sponsored by the Action Network. Evan, how you doing tonight?
Oh, really, really well. Happy Friday the 13th. Happy Monday Night Football Week for the Browns.
Okay, so how about we start right there? What do you, Cleveland, and now we've got the Jets with Sam Darnold out, and Le'Veon Bell is at least going to play, but he's banged up. Cleveland coming off 18 penalties, but the Jets are getting 6.5 points. You like that game?
Yeah, I actually think there's some value there, but I'm going to wait on it. Right now you've got 80% of the bets on the Browns, 84% of the money on Cleveland. Everyone's coming in on the Browns. There's 2.5, like you said, up to 6.5. And I think it's going to get even higher. I think as that game progresses, especially with all that public money and all those public tickets coming in early Monday, I think it's going to get up to 7, and I think there's a chance it even increases more. I'm probably going to be on the Jets if it gets to that number, but I'm going to wait it out, guys.
How do the Jets manage? I mean, could the Jets win the game? How much of a difference is Simeon when coming in for Darnold?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a difference of a few points there. Between 1.5 points, maybe 2. But right now we're talking about 5 or 6, if not more, just based on the fact of it being a public game and it being in prime time. So we're just seeing an over-adjustment here.
Okay, Evan, we saw Miami just get taken behind maybe not just two woodsheds last week against the Baltimore Ravens. So you look at this, line, and initially anybody who looks at it goes, "Wait, 19 points for the NFL, that's a lot." But they look so bad, and we're talking about New England and that defense. And I know, yeah, Tom Brady company, but that defense is very, very good. How does Miami score, and is this a game where you just say, yeah, go ahead, New England's going to cover that?
Well, listen, if I'm good. The thing that's the most shocking to me about this game is it's the most bet game on Sunday or Monday right now of any of the games. It's getting the most tickets. So not only is the spread 19 and the biggest point spread since 2013 with the Broncos and Jags, but it's also getting a ton of action from people. If, in my opinion, I'm going to sit this one out. But if you're going to play it, I'm going to wait till it potentially gets a little bit to 20. I played it at 19.5, a really, really small amount, just because it opened at 14.5. And when you get that 5-point swing just based on public action, New England getting 66% of tickets, it was 82%. So Miami money is coming in, and the line's not moving.
Evan, let's look at a couple other games here. Want to get to Dallas and Washington, and obviously there's overreactions after week one in a lot of games. And this one, to me, like, I know Dallas looked fantastic, but Washington didn't look that bad either. I kind of like the Skins getting 5.5.
I'm completely with you. When you look against the spread, you look at trends, which, listen, doesn't always tell you everything. Dak's been great, 13-6 against the spread against the NFC East. He's been good in that spot. But this line's getting too high, and I'm with you. Dallas played so well against the Giants last week, literally dismantling them and playing probably the best offensive game possible. But what we saw out of Washington was some really, really good things with Philly. That first half and the way Keenum played makes me want to take this number. And just like those other games we talked about before, you're going to see the public action on Dallas. This is overreaction week two. You know what I'm saying? And we see that in the trends in the past as well.
Couple more minutes with Evan Abrams from the Action Network joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Evan, on the college slate, this is kind of a weak one in terms of you don't have top 25 teams matching up, but is there a game or two that catches your eye on the college slate?
Well, listen, the game that catches my eye right off the bat is the game actually getting the most tickets in college football right now, which is Maryland and Temple, right? Crazy. In a week where there's no rank versus rank, like you mentioned, Maryland getting 66% of the tickets, but only 51% of the money. They're coming off back-to-back amazing offensive performances. To me, the value is with Temple in this one. I know a bunch of sharp people are looking at this as well. Maryland has looked unbelievable, but keeping up with that and going week to week to week is a difficult number, and you're getting a full touchdown here, which is interesting.
Evan, appreciate the time as always. We'll do it again next week, and we'll see what happens this weekend. Hopefully our Browns can pull that out in East Rutherford. Thanks for the time, pal.
Thank you a lot.